Welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission right now is to provide you, the investment community, with a swift, professional, and neutral analysis of the Q1 2026 earnings from BCI. That's Banco de Crédito y Inversiones.
Right, yeah. And we really want to quickly parse the macro backdrop before we, you know, focus heavily on their financial and strategic performance.
Exactly, because, I mean, if you've been watching the macro environment, it's basically acting like a massive headwind. U.S. inflation is still stubbornly driven by energy, right? So the Fed is probably pausing rate cuts.
Yeah, and locally in Chile, the Q1 economic activity was pretty weak, mostly due to supply constraints. And inflation is actually expected to stay above 4%, just driven by oil prices.
It's essentially like driving with the parking brake on. I mean, how does a bank generate any momentum when the whole macro environment is just applying friction?
Well, it's tough. But BCI actually managed that friction incredibly well. I mean, they pulled in a formidable $310.6 million in net income.
Wait, $310 million? That's a massive quarter.
It really is.
Yeah.
It actually cements their status as the number one bank in Chile right now and the 10th largest in all of Latin America.
Okay, but they must have felt some of that macro friction, right?
Oh, for sure. Their net interest income actually contracted 7.5% year over year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that was mostly because inflation in Chile, though still high, was lower than the previous year, which hits their UF-indexed assets pretty hard.
Right, the local indexed assets. So if the core interest margin takes a hit, they obviously had to plug that gap elsewhere to hit that $310 million mark.
Exactly. And they did it by surging their net fee income by 14.3%. So that's $140.2 million just in fees. Plus, they saw a 24.6% reduction in credit loss expenses.
Wait, credit losses dropped by almost 25% in a tight economy. That just showcases a seriously high-quality loan portfolio.
Right. They maintained strict underwriting, and it clearly paid off.
Makes sense. Let's pivot to the strategic execution, specifically their international expansion. Because looking at this, is BCI just using the U.S. market as a defensive hedge against Latin American volatility? Or is this, you know, a primary growth engine?
Oh, it's definitely an aggressive growth engine.
Yeah.
I mean, their international assets make up a massive portion of the balance sheet now. Just look at City National Bank of Florida, or CNB.
Right. They're in year two of that Project W1 strategy, right?
Exactly. And it is working. They completely outpaced industry averages. CNB actually grew their annualized client deposits by 15%.
Wow, 15% is huge.
Yeah, and they even expanded their net interest margin by 8 basis points.
Okay, so the corporate expansion in Florida is booming, but what about their home turf? With all this focus abroad, are they losing ground with retail customers down in Chile?
Not at all. Locally, they have their digital platform, MercuBank, which just scaled to 1.3 million accounts. So, you know, the digital retail loyalty is working right alongside the international corporate expansion.
They're basically firing on all cylinders in two totally different markets.
Right.
Which kind of brings us to the future trajectory, right? Because running those as one traditional entity has got to be complicated.
Right, which is exactly why they're going through an ongoing corporate structure evolution. They are reorganizing into what's going to be called Beachy Group.
Greasy Group, got it. And the goal there is basically to optimize capital allocation and, you know, unlock shareholder value.
Yeah, precisely. It lets them manage the capital for the U.S. and Chilean markets much more efficiently and independently. And to manage this new era, they are actually having a major leadership change.
Oh, right. The CFO is retiring, isn't he?
Yes. After 15 years, Jose Luis Ibaibarriaga is stepping down. He's handing the reins to Roberto Pulido right as this new structure takes shape.
That's a massive transition. Well, as we wrap up this deep dive, it leaves you with a pretty provocative thought to chew on.
Definitely. As BCI increasingly balances its historic Chilean dominance with this rapidly scaling U.S. presence, you really have to wonder about the future.
Right, exactly. Which markets, regulatory, and economic gravity will ultimately dictate the bank's long-term valuation?